going on. And so I've got my partner in ministry.
It's my brother.
To my right. Am I your brother or your partner in ministry?
Some say both. Yeah.
Oh, I'm your brother?
Yes.
Okay, my brother partner in ministry.
Right.
I've got David here tonight, and David wants to give a quick report. Tell those who did not have an opportunity to attend or to listen or to be acquainted with what happened this weekend, what went on this weekend.
Yeah, well, I was just remembering when we were just praying, I was like, where did my voice go? And I was whispering to Alexis, it's because we were here all day yesterday praying. But this weekend, it's just been a powerful time. If you did not know what was happening this weekend, starting Friday night all through Saturday, basically there was a weekend solemn assembly. There was a couple of significant things happening in our nation's capital in D.C. in the mall. The first thing that was happening was there was a prayer walk with Reverend Franklin Graham, and there were upwards of thousands that were walking with him, different prayer points around the D.C. mall all day Saturday. I think there was a few hours of that. Did anyone tune into that and pray along with Franklin Graham? So, Selma, anybody else join with that? And then what we did, we hosted in-house yesterday from 9 a.m. till about 6 p.m. We hosted the telecast with I was going to call him Bishop, but Jonathan Kahn, along with many other church leaders, as they hosted the return, which was an all-day solemn assembly. And I'll say at first, I was a little discouraged because I was the only one in the room for the first couple of hours. And then slowly but surely, the room began to fill up. And so there was many intercessors. And thank you for those that prayed and agreed with us throughout the day from your home. So it was a powerful time. It was a time of celebration. It was a time of weeping. It was a time of mourning. And I just want to say this. Let it not be said that in this hour that we stand for just one issue in this season. I want to make it clear that it is evident, it is clear, it is on the heart of the Lord to abolish legalized abortion in America. And it so happens to be a political issue, but it is bigger than a political issue. It is an issue dear and centered to the heart of the Lord. And we believe he's dealing with it. He's bringing it front and center as a nation. And I believe as we stand and become a clear voice in this generation that that we will see God end legalized abortion in America. And that was a large part of what we prayed for. And one of the most humbling things was having other ministers from other countries tune in and to issue a prayer for America as they were standing for God's healing over our nation. It was other nations praying for America. For so many years, we've been the sending station. We were the receiving center in this season. And so it was just a powerful time, many tears. That's where my voice went. But if you missed any of that, obviously it's online. But we just had a powerful time. And I believe that God is going to hear. As you look at Revelation chapter 4 and Revelation chapter 8, we believe our prayers, our voices to heaven, they matter so much so that the Lord says, I count them as precious and I place them in golden bowls. And their incense that moves my heart. And in due season, I will pour those back out as answers to prayer. I will respond from heaven. And we're praying and believing for the mercy of God over America in this hour. We need it. We need it. Because if there is not the relenting of the Lord in America, we will not live in the same America we know as today. And so we must have the mercy of the Lord. And thank you for those that have been joining with us in this 30-day fast. We have a couple more days of this 30-day fast ending Wednesday. So thank you for laboring. Your labor of love and fasting is not in vain. It moves the heart of the Lord. So thank you for
Amen.
Asking that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Director. And come on, let's just give David a big old round of applause tonight. Every so often, we just got to encourage him. He comes up every week, and it looks as though he has it all together and everything. If it wasn't together, you wouldn't know because he wears it all so very well. And he takes it and he surrenders it to God as we all should. And so we don't have any other announcements tonight other than we want you to always be mindful of what happens here during the course of the week. This is our Sunday evening or our Sunday worship expression. And during the course of the week, we have our prayer room open on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, and on Thursday. And on Friday evening, we have our night watch, and you can join with the night watch team from 12 in the night until about 3 a.m. Now, changes will be made as we move along and as we migrate from COVID activity to more normal activity. And some folks are saying, well, COVID is the new normal. Well, I don't like that degree of normalcy. And so we're gonna change that, and we're gonna establish a new normal on our own behalf. But during the course of the week, the prayer room is open, and you can still come in and join with one of the live worship teams or with the set that's on the stream. Our weekly announcements remain as normal. We want you to first of all know that when you walk into this building is being serviced, it's being sanitized, it's being cleaned on a regular basis, and so that when you come in to the building, those of you especially that are in the audience, we're inviting you to return. We're probably going to have a big day when we announce our own return, and we're going to announce our return back to the sanctuary. And so know assuredly that we're doing our social distances. And so if you're part of a family like this very large group that's in the front, that I won't call their names because they're Josies and they represent another Josie that I know, you can sit with your family as one group. Other than that, you can maintain your social distances if you feel like wearing. Well, not if you feel. We encourage you to wear your mask if you are most comfortable doing so to help. We're getting this thing where it should be, but we encourage you to wear your mask. If you don't have one, one will be provided for you. We have sanitizers all over the building, so when you come in, you just splash, 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 wipe, keep your hands washed, and wear your mask and keep your social distancing. Take your lead from the others who are part of our fellowship. If you go to extend your hand and they say, I'm not down with that hand thing, but I'm welcome to give you an elbow bump or a fist bump or a hi from the distance, then that is fine. Our weekly groups are back to their meeting times, and so the men's group will be meeting, the women's group are meeting. Now, as you may all be aware, and this is that season in America, and we very much have a vested interest in what happens. And so the women may or may not be meeting this week on Tuesday night. And so I don't make that call. I'm not a woman. I am not one of the women's leaders. And so, but if those of you that are part of the women's group, I am sure you will be communicating in the women's small group. The men's small group will continue our times, and the youth will have their regular times in meeting. Those are our announcements for the week. And we've got one more very important task and assignment for tonight. And that is, we worship with our tithes and our offering. On the first day of the week, let a man, let a woman, let a boy, let a girl lay by in store as the Lord has prospered you. Because the Lord loves. Oh, everybody don't know that. So let's try that again. The Lord loves. There you go. And are there any cheerful givers in the house tonight? Okay. And those of you who are in the audience, if you didn't hear that, that was spontaneous cheer and spontaneous delight, because we give around here until we are laughing out of our minds. Let me just read this passage for you tonight from Proverbs 3:9. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your crops. And let me read another version. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Let me read another version. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruit of all your harvest. And then let me read another version. Honor the Lord with your money. Okay? Honor the Lord with your money. That's what it means. This ministry functions, and we're so grateful to those of you who give on a regular basis. If you look on our screen in the back, there are a couple ways that you can give. You can give by text to give. You can give by regular mail. Or if you're here, you can just do like I like to do and just write up an envelope and give. The offering baskets will be in the back, and so you can just fill that out and you can just give. So let's just stand as we offer up a prayer for our tithes and our offering on tonight. Father, we want to bless you, and we hear in your word tonight, Lord, where you give us the command to honor you with our tithes and to honor you with our offerings. And so, Lord, we take all that you've given to us tonight, and we give back a portion of it to you, knowing that you are the greater giver. You are the better giver. We know, Lord, that we cannot beat you giving, and we don't even try. We just give in obedience to your word, knowing, Father, that a good measure that we give out, pressed down and shaken together, will be poured out and given back to us. We bless you for those who worship tonight with their giving. We ask, Father, that you would remember them. We ask, Father, that you would remember their gifts. And we ask, Father, that you would pour out a corresponding blessing. We ask for those who are in our community tonight, Father, who may be struggling with any issues relating to their personal finances, to their own income, or to other issues, Father, that relate to resources. We ask tonight, Lord, that you would bless them too, and you would make a way, and you would make provisions for them tonight. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. I have the honor and the you may be seated. I have the honor and the privilege tonight of inviting a very special young man to come and to present the word tonight. This young man is special because he is a part of my family. Well, that's not the only reason he is special. He's special just because he loves the Lord and he is an amazing, amazing man of God. And so we're going to set him up tonight. And even though he is my son, I'm going to quickly go ahead and sanitize his microphone so that he doesn't say that, Dad, you've given me more than a beautiful daughter. You've passed on other stuff to me. I'm going to sanitize his mic so that he will be right in the house and you are good to go. So let's welcome Brother Scott Estime to the stage tonight as he presents the word.
Greetings, everybody. How we doing? Good, good. Oh, it feels so good to be back in the house. I've been quarantined for a long time. I just came back, 2 weeks ago, and it feels good to be around family. So I'm so excited, and I hope you guys are excited because we are going to delve into this message. We're going to go, straight in this thing, all right? But before I start, just want to continue to implement and practice prayer. So I just want to pray right now for everyone right now, and that God just move right here. Father God, we just give you thanks. We just give you glory and honor, oh God. Father God, let me just decrease and you increase in me right now, oh God. Father God, let your words be clear, oh God, and let everybody's hearts be a flower pot, and that this message will just be planted into their hearts, oh God. Father God, release your power, oh God, like how you always release it, oh God, whenever we cry out, oh God. Father God, just pray that we will learn something tonight, oh God, that we will take whatever we can take from this message tonight, oh God, and we could apply it daily, oh Father God. Father God, we just give you praise and honor right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. All right, gang. Today's message title is called Be Intentional. Be intentional. Be intentional. You know, make that become a song. Make that be like a little beat in your heart. You know, be intentional. And during this time of fasting, I've just been spending time with God, and he's just been highlighting, be intentional. Hey, I want you to intentionally seek me. I want you to intentionally spend time with me. And during this fast, I just kept hearing intentional. Yo, I gotta do this thing. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. Why am I slipping up? Why am I not doing these things? Let me be intentional to do the things that's gonna honor God. So during this fast, what I love about this fast is that whenever you do fast, you get a chance to really renew your mind in such a way, even though we're supposed to do that daily. But it really gives you a time or a chance to really get into a quiet place and hear God very clear. So what we're going to talk about is being intentional, living intentionally for God. To be intentional, there must be a paradigm shift. There are things that we are going to have to intentionally stop doing, and there will be things that we will intentionally and initially start doing. Why is being intentional so important? That's the question we always need to ask ourselves. Why is being intentional so important? Because your intentions will and can influence others. It will influence others to be intentional as well, just like you. And it will help build great character and help others do the same as well. That's the operation of duplication. We duplicate ourselves daily. We as the body can help by teaching and showing others to be intentional daily in all areas of our lives. That includes work, home, school, etc. Whatever area you are in your life, whatever area of leadership you have, whatever the case is, you can be intentional and you can demonstrate that with people. And remember, when it comes to being intentional, there's also good intentions and there's also bad intentions. So we want to make sure that we are implementing and displaying and showing the good intentions. So we can use being intentional in all areas. But in this case, we're going to put more of the focus on the kingdom of God right now, the kingdom lifestyle. And I got a few definitions that we're going to go over. The word intent. I was looking this up. I looked it up in a regular dictionary, and also I checked it out in the Vines dictionary. And in the American dictionary, it shows the definition saying intent, which is intentions, purpose. But also when I looked it up in the Vines dictionary, it says a thinking ideal, consideration, purpose, intention, design. So when I seen the word intentions in the definition of intent, I decided to look up the word intention. A thing intended, an aim or plan. That's the definition of intentions. That's the American dictionary version. I tried to look it up in the Vines. I got an old Vines book. I didn't use the app, so I couldn't find it in it. I don't know if it's updated now online or in the new Vines, but I got an old one. It was a gift, and, you know, I decided to use it. When I looked up the definition intentions, when it said a thing intended, an aim or plan, I was like, okay. Let me go look up the word intend now. Intend meaning a course of action, one's purpose or objective. That was in the American dictionary. But then when I checked it out in the Vines dictionary, it says to will, wish, desire, purpose. So to sum it all up, all of our intentions have a purpose, plan, and desire. So the question I want to ask everyone tonight, and these are questions I ask myself. This is going to be kind of intense, I think. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish everything, but we're going to get through it, all right? What are your intentions? That's the first question. And are my intentions pleasing to God and His kingdom? Next question is, do my intentions affect my life in a good or bad way? Do my intentions affect other people's lives in a good or bad way? These are questions that I encourage you all to ask yourselves. Today, I want to share how to live a purposeful life, meaningful, intentional, and godly life, the Zoe life. To understand God's intention for your life and how to be intentional with spending time with God through prayer. I want to share that with you guys. Some of you guys should know that. Some of you guys know it. But it's always good to get that reminder. That's right, man. I hear you, Alan. And also, shout out to our IHOP family watching online. Give you guys a shout out. And shout out to you guys being here every Sundays and coming over here just to spend time. So give yourselves a round of applause, too, all right? Give yourself a shout out or something, you know? Because you guys been intentional, and you guys intentionally came here. So, yeah, you guys being intentional. And another area I want us to focus on tonight in this message is how to be intentional with repentance as well. Be intentional with repentance. We're also going to, man, we got a lot to discuss. Hopefully I have enough time. Let me look at the timer. Okay, I still got a little something. We're also going to check out how to be intentional to build up others and how to guard our hearts and the hearts of others. We're going to learn and see the importance of being intentional this evening. So we're going to talk about God for a little bit and how intentional he is real quick, because he set it off for all of us. God made the Bible available to us so no secrets are kept from us. God wanted us to know the truth. That is why the Bible was made. God made sure he influenced the writers to write out events that occurred, express his heart, and what is to come. Revelations. We can see what's to come in the book of Revelations. The Bible got translated for everyone who reads it so that we would be able to understand it. God strategically made sure that all nations would be able to read the Bible intentionally to fulfill the will of their lives and his plan for mankind, humankind. God is the master of being intentional. He was intentional. He's always intentional. The Bible is our guide. The Bible is a manuscript. The Bible is a pamphlet. And when I say strategy guide, I know we have some gamers here. Anybody play some games over here? We got some gamers? Gamers. Wait, okay, my brother is a gamer right there. We got some gamers here. Hector too. Shout out. Mike, okay. I feel like this is an auction. Okay. Everybody like, yep, me, yep. They're like, you know, you wanna bid, but then you're like, I don't know if I'm, okay, yeah, let me put myself out there. I'm a gamer, all right? So me, I was a hardcore gamer. Fortunately, my life got super busy, you know, got married, got a wife, got a kid, got a son, got another one all the way, times two. So, you know, this is good stuff, you know? So when I talk about strategy guide, and the reason I gave a shout out to the gamers, when you play video games, there's certain levels in the games that you try to accomplish or try to beat. So the game designers, they make these strategy guides so we could be able to beat the levels. Sometimes we should look at the Bible like that, because the Bible is an ultimate strategy guide of how to beat the levels or how to beat those mountains, how to overcome those circumstances that come into our lives daily. So that it's a good way to just think that way. That's why I said to be intentional, it has to be a paradigm shift. We got to shift our way of thinking. Even metaphors, you know, help you out. Like, okay, you know what? The Bible is my pamphlet. You know, the Bible is my constitution. It got my laws. It got the order, all that stuff. There's a way we can just look at things in such an amazing way and understand God fully. So one thing you guys may realize, to be intentional, it's work. It's a lot of work to be intentional. Some things come naturally, but some things you must fight to do. Some things we have to intentionally set our minds to do it. We have to. For example, here's some natural things that comes natural to us. Eating. That's so easy. It's natural. It's easy. Once the food come over here, straight to work. I know I'm guilty of that. I love eating. Blinking. You gotta blink. You're gonna be like, I'm blinking. You see? How many times we blink a day? Using the restroom, guys. Come on, right? Natural. Straight to the point. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Okay, here's some stuff that some people, it might come natural to some people now, but how to stop cursing. You know, sometimes that's working like, oh, bleep. You know, sometimes that happen. Or besides cursing, any bad habits, that's work. Certain bad habits you're trying to get rid of or stop doing, that's going to be work. You have to intentionally try to like, okay, whoa, let me chill out. I'm guilty of this sometimes. Cleaning around the house, that's work. Sometimes it's work. Okay, some people, it comes like, you know, you was brought up, you already clean. So shout out to the ladies. Shout out to some of the men who was brought up that way too. Give yourself a clap. But shout out to the ladies, number one. And another thing that you got to work on doing sometimes, I'm still practicing this daily, being organized. That's something you have to intentionally try to do. Get things in order. Be organized. So let's continue with the intentions of God's heart. God wanted us to know the intentions of his heart. He wanted our intentions to be like his, meaningful. He wanted us to be the reflection of Jesus. Like wherever we go, God's intention was and is for wherever we go, whoever we come in contact with, we'll see the reflection of Jesus Christ. And this is something I always go after. Like when it comes to Paul and his letters, I'm always in those chapters, in those books. So the first point I'm going to touch on, you're probably like, whoa, this is the first point? What was all this earlier? The first point is be imitators of Christ. And this is, I wrote something on this. I'm going to just share it with you. I put, be intentional because I am intentional. If that was written in the Bible, that would have been like the Escott Bible, the EST version. You know, be intentional because I am intentional. But we're going to go over some scriptures. We're going to look at Ephesians 5, verse 1. And this is Paul writing to the church of Ephesus. Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children. Paul already addressed it to the church in Ephesus to be imitators. So us, we are imitation Jesus. We're like imitation Jesus that God's going to use. The Holy Spirit is going to use us to direct the people that we come encounter with to the real thing. So just think of that. So let's also look at 1 Peter 1, verse 14 to 16. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires of your former ignorance, but as one who called you is holy. You also are to be holy in all your conduct, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. And then we can look at John 5, verse 19. Jesus replied, truly I tell you, the Son is not able to do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son likewise does these things. We need to be intentional, mindful, and willing. Praise God. So we're going to look at our second point. Be intentional in spending time with God. Dude, that's a fight for me sometimes with the busyness of life and going to work, clocking in, and like, man. But it shouldn't be that hard, but sometimes it gets that way. So how do we get there? First Chronicles 16, verse 9 to 11. Saying praise to him, tell about all his wondrous works, boast in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Always seek his face, no matter what. Always seek his face. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15 to 17. See to it that no one repays evil for evil to anyone. We're going to get there eventually on that area. But always pursue what is good for one another and for all. Rejoice always. Verse 17, pray constantly. This is a constant thing. As we intentionally put time aside to spend with God, we will receive his strength. We need to spend time with God. We need to set up a date and time. Sometimes we have to be intentional. Set up a date and time. Let's share some examples of where we spend some of our time. We spend our time with persons and even things sometimes. So I'm going to give some examples. When you date, when you first meet the person, when you date, you spend time with that person. And that is building from nothing to something. You spend time with the person, you met them, to get to know them, you date them. I'll put right here in my notes, building from nothing to something. You're spending time, you're building something. Another example, when you visit family, you spend time. That's something that's already established, but you're keeping it constant, consistent. Other cases, you know, they got some people who probably never met their family before, but then when they finally meet, that's a relationship that has to be built. Friends are also almost in the same category with dating. You got some friends that you have to build that friendship from scratch, and you have some friendships that you're just nurturing. It's already established. We make time for these things. We make time for friends. We make time for, you know, loved ones. And, you know, if we truly love God, you know, we will be intentional to make time for him. Some of us are at the starting stage relationship with God. And some of us are at that already established stage, but just need a push or that fire back. Let's be consistent. Sometimes no matter how long you know someone, you still learn something new about them. So guys, let's slow down from all the important things that we got going on and make time for God, okay? Let's literally, when I said schedule a time and set a date, put it in the calendar if you have to. Set an alarm. Up, time to spend time with God. Ring, 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 ring. Up, time to spend time with God. Time. And you know, when it comes to Jesus was intentional with his prayer time with God. So he made sure that he set himself apart and made time to speak with his Father, to hear what it is that he want him to do. I know some of us are married, some of us have kids, and our life can get real busy. But we still have to make that time. Just be like, hey, you know, give me 30 minutes real quick. You know, me and my wife, we try to practice. Hey, you know, let me have an hour to go do my thing. Maybe in that hour, maybe 30 minutes of that time, you need time for yourself, and maybe another 30 minutes, talk to God for a little bit or something. We have to remember, Jesus did not use his godly abilities when he was here on earth. He had to depend on God the Father to use him, although he was fully God and fully man. We are able to do the same. We can do the same thing daily. We just have to be intentional with him. We're going to go to another point. We're going to talk about repentance now. And make sure I have, man, time's going by too fast. Be intentional with repentance. I was about to say something else. Examine yourself. Check on yourself. Check up on your progress. Stop blaming others for your actions. And quit being quick to point the fingers at people. We got to take action for some of the things we do. We got to take responsibility for some of our actions. And every time you point a finger at somebody, there's always three fingers pointing back at you. Always. In order to repent, you need a heart check. And you know, it's this funny story. I remember hearing this funny story. I'm probably going to butcher it. But I'm going to remix the names and everything, but we're going to get the point. There's a young man, his name's Little Johnny. So he calls this, a potential client. We'll call him Mr. Brown. So he has a potential client. Every weekend, he goes to a store, and he used the store owner's phone, right? So we'll just call the store owner Bill. So he's like, hey, Bill, can I use your store phone? I need to call this potential client real quick. So Bill like, okay, yeah, go ahead, Little Johnny. Go ahead and make that phone call. So Little Johnny called Mr. Brown. Hey, Mr. Brown, I just want to check in with you. I know you get your grass cut by this particular person. I just want to know if they're doing a good job. Just in case they're not, you know, I'll be more than happy to take over for you, et cetera, et cetera. So Mr. Brown like, oh, no, Billy. I mean, I changed his name already. No, Johnny. The person who's taking care of my grass is actually doing a phenomenal job. Thank you for checking in on that. I really appreciate that. So Little Johnny, he's like, okay, you know, he's already getting taken care of. So another week or two went by. He went back to that store owner, and he said, hey, you know, can I use your phone again? I just want to make a quick phone call. So he called Mr. Brown again. He's like, hey, Mr. Brown, just checking in again, just trying to make sure that, you know, you're getting taken care of with your lawn and everything. So then now Mr. Brown's like, oh, no, man. Johnny, thank you for checking in. This person's doing a phenomenal job. They cut the grass right the way that I needed to be cut. You know, they took care of the weeds or whatever that needs to get taken care of in the garden and in the lawn and everything. I know my dad, he knows stuff about that. So he let little Johnny know, Mr. Brown let little Johnny know that the person who's taking care of his grass is doing an amazing job. So little Johnny got off the phone. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure if you're good. I'll talk to you again. So little Johnny got off the phone. So now the store owner's like, man, I'm sorry, little Johnny. I see every time you come to my store, you keep calling on Mr. Brown like, hey, I know you want that client. You probably need business, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you. So little Johnny looked back at the store owner and said, oh, what are you talking about? I'm the one who cut his grass. I'm just calling him to just check up on my own self. I just want to check myself. I want to make sure I'm doing everything right. I want to make sure that I'm taking care of what I need to take care of. That's the same thing when we have to check our hearts. We need to take the time to check ourselves. Just stop everything we're doing and just go check our hearts. Just stop everything and just check, like, yo, am I on point? You know, I'm married. I got a wife. I got a kid. I got to check myself, too. Like, yo, am I being a good husband? Am I good? Have I been nice? Have I been speaking with love? You know, we got to check ourselves. It's the little things. It's the little things. This is something that my old job, we used to do this to each other. It used to annoy me like crazy. And I know Alicia's dealing with that right now when I keep saying, be intentional, Alicia. Be intentional. So they used to always say this. My old boss, he was like, the little things, Scotty. He had his little Grenada accent. He was like, the little things, Scotty. The little things, Scotty. And I was like, yo, dude. Hey, y'all chill out, man. Chill out, y'all. Let's keep it on this plane. Okay, so we're going to talk about repentance. In order to repent, it's always good to check our hearts, you know? Because when we check our hearts, we can see if we done some crazy stuff, and we could go before the Lord and like, okay, you know, God, you know, forgive me for what I've done, etc. 1 John 1, verse 6 to 10. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet we walk in darkness, we are lying and are not practicing the truth. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Repent for certain thoughts and actions, whether you constantly thinking on the activities in your mind or doing the act. There is hope now, guys. There is hope. We may fall short, but keep trying no matter what, and no matter if you feel or think you might slip up again. Have to be consistent. We have to be intentional. And I don't think any of us ever plan to fall. We never do that. Sometimes it happens, but we got to make sure that we are surrounding ourselves by the right things, you know, and that we continue to keep ourselves around good people, like-minded people and everything, and people who can encourage us. We can't control our thoughts that come and go, but we can control how long we decide to entertain those thoughts or if we want to act on them. One more time. I'll say it one more time for David. We can't control our thoughts that come and go, but we can control how long we decide to entertain those thoughts or if we want to act on them. We must make sure we repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I believe when you enter the kingdom, you repent more because you can acknowledge and comprehend the sins now. We have better understanding now because the Holy Spirit lives within us. It's like once you enter the kingdom, it's like you see everything now. It's like, whoa. You see everything. And I just want to encourage you guys with this. Take whatever it is that is contrary to God's word. drop that ball of whatever it is and walk away from it and try to never pick it back up again. Don't pick that thing back up. Drop that thing. Leave it where it's at. Kick that stuff if you have to, like a soccer ball. Next area we're going to touch on, me trying to be cool with all this technology stuff, man. Man, just stick to the regular papers and stuff. My gosh, I was trying to be cool. All right, let me stop. I got my spot back. Be intentional with your words and tongues. James 3, verse 9 to 12. With the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in God's likeness. Blessing and cursing come out of the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be this way. Does a spring pour out sweet and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree produce olives? That part always makes me laugh. My brothers and sisters, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt water spring yield fresh water. Those stuff don't mix. Those things can't connect like that. So let me encourage you guys with this. Be watchful watchmen. Be the watchman for the Lord, and be the watchman for watching your tongues. Watch what comes out of your tongue, guys. You know, we want to continue to speak life to others. And I had to catch myself during this fast. As a matter of fact, almost on my way over here, I almost had some road rage, actually. And this story I'm going to share, it didn't happen today, okay? So I'm going to make sure I let you guys know this behavior did not take place today. It happened probably like maybe a month ago or maybe 2 months ago. So I was driving, and, you know, somebody cut off in front of me. You know when you're driving, and that person just do that last-minute cut in front of you? So they just cut in front and almost like, you know, hit the front of your car. So somebody did that to me. I was like, oh, man, you're going to get what you're going to. Then I was like, dang. You're going to, something's going to. But then, you know, so then, man, God really convicted me. He was like, yo, you can't be like saying curses over people's lives, man, with that same mouth. You just were saying, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, man, God, man, I love you. You're so awesome. You're so faithful. You treat me so good, God. I love this relationship we have. And the next thing, you know, it's crazy when we do that. And it's like, I believe, like, this message about being intentional, I know he was speaking to my heart about that, but I also know he's speaking to the body of Christ in this area and also in this matter. Because we have to be intentional. What are we speaking over these other people's lives, no matter how mad we are? And I was like, you know, it's like God really touched me. It's like, okay, speak to what you want to happen. Pray for the other people who's on the road so that this person don't crash and, you know, harm people. And it's crazy because you're driving, you have kids in the car, and you're like, man, dude, you don't think about that? You just cut in front of me like that? You don't think if there's a kid in here? So, I would say the best thing to do is pray for those people that they don't harm anybody, and also pray that they can get like a understanding of like the consequences that's at stake for driving recklessly like that. And another thing God had to deal with my heart on that too, especially during warfare. Whenever I feel like I'm in attack, I'll be like, you know, reverse that stuff that they try to do to me, put it right back to them. I'll be about to pray some David prayers, like kill them all. But then I'm like, oh, snap, we can't do that. Jesus will be like, yo, chill out, bro. That's not my vibe, but like, you're not an imitator of me. That's not me. So we want to be careful. We must use tongues of fire to allow God's fire to move, motivate, and mesmerize. Also, our tongues can start forest fires. So our tongues could do some damage, and also it could do some amazing things. And we're going to continue. We're going to go to, even with the tongues, this could connect with the tongues as well, about using it in such a good way. Be good to others and intentionally build them up. So let's look at 1 John 2, verse 9 to 11. The one who says he is the light but hates his brother or sister is in darkness until now. The one who loves his brother or sister remains in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother or sister is in darkness, walks in darkness, and doesn't know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. 1 John 4, verse 20. If anyone says, I love God, and yet hates his brother or sister, he is a liar. For the person who does not love his brother or sister whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Like, how can I, like, hate somebody who I see right physically in front of my face, but then I love somebody who I can't even see, like, physically in person like that? In a sense, I should be looking at my brothers as if it is God physically in person in front of me. Be good to your brothers and sisters. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's work. When Jesus spoke on a sermon on the Mount, he said, forgive your brother every time he came back and repented to you. When we look at the Beatitudes, Jesus has said, like, it didn't matter how many times that brother who brought offense to you, if they ever came back to you and repented, you forgive them. We also need to build each other up. Sometimes we feel like we need to be built up. Remember this, someone other than you are going through something as well. We must intentionally put ourselves in a serving place. Some may have the heart to tend to others' needs more than others, but who said you are not to do the same? Did Jesus say that? That's a heart check again. Why did Paul say, be an imitator? Why Jesus said, I do what the Father do? Why did God put such a demand on us? Paul said he is a slave to God. If my debt is to remain holy and pure and to be used to do great things and even sometimes challenging things or even life-threatening things, then so be it. If I can be rewarded for doing something that will make someone's day better or happy for just a moment, then so be it. Here's some examples of how we can continue to help our brothers and sisters. I'm going to give you guys some examples. One example, listen to them. Take the time to listen to a brother or sister. Find out what's going on with them. Like, hey, I see that you're going through a lot. Do you want to talk about something? Like, what's... this person's getting on my nerves. Let me find out what's going on. I'm just playing. Sometimes that's the case, though. Take the time to listen to them. When it comes to my son Ezra, I have to take the time to listen to him. He'll grab my hands and say, You know, he's grabbed my hands. He's trying to get my attention. He's speaking to me some way by taking my hands and pulling me somewhere. I got to take the time to see what he wants. Sometimes take the time to listen to somebody. Another way we can help, this is like piggybacking from my dad's preaching 2 weeks ago about, you know, building up the body, building up the church, you know, building everything up. Greet someone. This is how you can help a brother or sister. Just greet them. Like, hey, how you doing? Smile. Forgive. It's a choice. That's a choice. It's a choice to forgive. You go hold on to something, become bitter, or are we going to just say, hey, let me just let that go and forgive that brother or sister. Hold up. See, there go that technology again. See, sometimes you just can't trust it. That's why I got a backup plan. Always have a backup plan, yo. Because this thing taking forever. I don't even have that much time, so I got to hurry up and get to where I got to go. All right. Forgive, encourage one another. So the next one is encourage one another. Number five, another thing to understand when it comes to helping a brother or sister. Be mindful. Always be mindful of somebody's circumstances or a situation that they're probably going through. Because you never know what they're going through. Another area of where we can help a brother and sister, how to help build them up and to be somebody that can be a light in their life. Be understanding. Try to comprehend them. And this is one that I made sure I put this in my notes, the 80-20. That's a sales term that we use in retail. There's so many different ways that you use the 80-20. But when it comes to sales and interaction with people, we use the 80-20 because it's 80% just listening to the customer, and then it's 20% of talking. So sometimes we could use that term, and we could apply that term, and when it comes to the listening part of being there for a brother or sister. Like, oh, you going through something? Just listen. And sometimes it's hard to just listen because sometimes you want to talk too. Like, man, can I get a chance to talk? But no, sometimes you just got to listen. Just listen. And you don't know how much of a stress reliever it is when somebody's able to just drop a load on, well, maybe I shouldn't use that term, but okay, man, bathroom stuff, man. Dude, we got to drop that load. All right, nah. I'm still trying to get this thing working. See, man, I still haven't mastered this yet. Okay, so we talked about the 80-20. Another way we can help a brother and sister, and this is healthy to me. I believe this is healthy. This is going to be healthy for the body of Christ. Have those hard conversations. Have those hard conversations with loved ones. Have hard conversations, those hard conversations, especially when it's connected to offense. If you know you offended somebody, have those tough conversations. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. Have those tough conversations. Somebody might get madder, but you never know. The issue might get resolved. It may take time. It may take more of those hard conversations to take place for that matter to be resolved. Okay, so during the hard conversations, another one I wrote down. Try to speak through tough issues with love. Fight the anger. When you have those hard conversations, try to speak still with love in your heart. Even though you're like, oh, you got me so mad. Try to be in a loving place to receive. Try to be in a loving place to just like pour out. No matter how frustrated or angry you are, try to speak to that person with a gentle tone or a soft voice, because that will change the whole. You could be like, here, but he'd be like, hey, like, what's going on? Talk to me. And they could just de-escalate the situation and take it down. This is a part right here. Is also be intentional with loving yourself. I know we talked about building each other, but sometimes you have to take the time to be intentional with loving yourself, treating yourself good. And I wrote this down, no more being too hard on yourself. We got to fight that sometimes because we be so hard on ourselves. I knew I wasn't going to finish this, so I'm going to have to end it in this area. We can always be so hard on ourselves. And I had got into a conversation with a like-minded stranger. I don't know how this conversation happened. I called this person. It was work-related. I'm not going to get into too much details, but we had a deep conversation. And he just vented to me. He just said, he just shared a story about his cousin who committed suicide. And he was like, yo, all the signs was there. This guy was like, he had all of the signs of like, yo, I'm going through it. And if somebody just stopped everything and just took the time to talk to them, he said, hey, I'm going through this. The family, the parents like, oh, no, you're a guy. Tough it up, man. Get over it. You're good. And then next thing you know, he took his life. So that's the thing that I'm talking about. Being intentional. You have to be intentional. Take the time to spend with family because you never know when they'll be gone. Take the time. Be intentional with everything that you do, especially when you serve the Lord. Be intentional with spreading the gospel all over the world. Be intentional to just express God's heart to other people. We can do that. It's real simple. It's very simple. If we just practice it and just do it, just be intentional with everything that you do. Be mindful.
talk to your brothers and sisters. Guard your heart. Guard the hearts of others. Be intentional with it. If you know you're going to offend your brother if you do those things, guard their heart. Protect them. Don't do that thing. Just be intentional. It's not that hard. So, man, this is intense. I don't have enough time anymore. But I just want to close out with this. And the thing I'm going to close out with is continue to be a light to somebody in the dark place. Be intentional to everybody who's in your life. Spend time with loved ones. Be intentional with the words that you say to loved ones, friends. Speak to that person and don't speak to them in a sense of where they're at right now, but speak to them in a way of how you want them to transform into. Look at yourself in the mirror sometimes. Do self-talk. Look at yourself in the mirror and encourage yourself. Speak into your own life. Speak into your life. Because there's going to be times there's not going to be anybody that's going to be around to encourage you. You're going to have to encourage yourself sometimes. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself so you can go out and encourage other people. So we have to be intentional with these things. Be intentional what we're watching on TV. Be intentional what we're polluting ourselves with. Be intentional with all these things. I just want to call the worship team to come up. We got 30-something seconds. It's so crazy about when it comes to preaching, because it's like 1 minute you're happy. 1 minute you're like, oh my gosh, my heart. Next minute, you're serious. If y'all didn't know me, y'all probably be like, yo, this guy got like a personality disorder or something. But seriously, guys, I just want to close out in prayer. I just want to pray for you guys and that God's blessing will just be on you guys. And I pray that this message will be sinking in. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for your Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love. We thank you for what you're doing in America, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing in this house of prayer, in this church. I know you have called us to come into this place and pray, God, but I know that you have called us to do even more, oh God, to pray and also go out and spread your love everywhere, to spread your message all over the place, God. Father God, encourage us, oh God, provoke us, oh God, to want to go out and do the will that you have wrote down. The will that is in the Bible, God, the will that we've been reading about, God, I just pray that we'll be able to go out and just fulfill it, God, while we're here on this earth, God. Father God, lift up your people, God. Raise up those who are just waiting or feel like that they're not qualified, oh God. Give them that encouragement, oh God. Put the right people in their lives to encourage them and to speak into their lives, God. Father God, bless your people, God. We love you, God. We thank you, God. Father God, let us notice and see those signs, oh God, those warning signs of loved ones who's going through some hardships. Father God, let us see those signs, God, so that we can come and help them or speak something into their lives so we can pray for them, oh God. So we can be willing to just listen and be like, hey, brother, sister, are you okay? Can I be a shoulder to cry on? Can I be an encouragement to you? Father God, let this word intentional ring in our ears, God. Let this word intentional ring in our ears, oh God, that we will remember this word, oh God. We will understand the deep-rooted meaning of this word, oh God. Father God, use us, oh God, to glorify your holy name. Use us to enhance your kingdom, oh God. Use us, oh God, to uplift others all over the world, oh God. Use us to be intentional with our individual lives to help change America as we all intentionally work on our hearts, oh God, so that we can see change not only in our church, not only in our household, not only in our community, but if everybody apply this all over the world, there will be change all over the world, oh God. So, Father God, we exalt you, God. We honor you, oh God. And, Father God, we just ask for your protection, oh God, as we go home, oh God, that you will guide and protect us, oh God, that we will make it home safe, and you will help us throughout the week, oh God. You will help us in this time of fasting, oh God. We will draw nearer to you, oh God. We just love you, God. And we thank you for all that you do. And you are God all by yourself. Amen.
Let me just, before the worship team is going to close us out, I just want to make sure to take this a step further. Thank you, Escott, for bringing this word. Just go ahead and stand up real quickly as we get ready to close. Everybody stand. If you're at home watching, you're joining us, I want to make sure this is a sobering time, not just in America. It's a sobering time in this generation. And I feel the sobriety of the Lord just bearing down on his people, saying, let me search your heart. And I'm going to invite you to take a couple minutes to kneel, to stand. However, I want you to allow the Lord to search your heart. Look at this verse real quickly. Because everything you brought... Brother Escott, it was the Lord saying intentionality, but really it was the Holy Spirit searching our hearts. Look at Romans chapter 2, verse 4. I'm going to read it. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads to repentance? And if it's true that the Lord searches and deals with the church first before he deals with the people outside of the church, I believe this is the hour for our hearts to be laid bare before the Lord. And I've been feeling this on my own heart. And so all I'm doing is just inviting you to allow the Lord to search your heart. If there's something in your heart that you're carrying, you're just hiding, saying, no, it's okay. I love Jesus, but he doesn't really mind that. Let the Lord deal with that. Repent. Give it to the Lord. Repent of time, of just squandering time. Repent of prayerlessness. Repent of things that you've said or you've looked at. Repent of things that you've allowed to stay in your heart. So I'm going to invite you, just take 2 or 3 minutes. The worship team's going to lead us. So let's just go before the Lord as we close out. Let the Lord search. Here we are, Holy Spirit. Here we are, Jesus. Here we are, heaven. Your goodness over us. Your goodness over us, as even as Americans. Your goodness over us in this season. Your goodness over us who declare we are followers of Jesus. Let our lives look like Jesus. Search us right now. Search our hearts right now. Put the spotlight on our hearts right now. Holy Spirit, let your voice speak. If the Lord points at something, if he puts a finger on something in your heart, let him deal with it. I repent. I give it to you, Lord. I give it to you, Lord. I repent of timelessness. I repent of prayerlessness. I repent of those thoughts. I repent of those deeds. Cleanse me. Try me. Purify me. Have your way in me. I want your mercy, not your judgment. Remove all wickedness. Remove all sin. One day I'm going to stand before you. I want my life to look like you. I want to say that you have had full lordship over my life. Every area of my life, every area of my heart is yours, Jesus. Come on, just take a minute. Just talk to the Lord. Even allow the Lord, just ask the Lord to search your family. Just allow the Lord to search your coworkers. Just begin to just take a minute, just cry out. This is the hour where God is revealing himself in an intentional way as a judge. He's coming to judge sin and wickedness. It's the hour. Oh God, we surrender to you fully, completely. Oh, that we would be holy, looking like you, Jesus. Come. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we surrender to you. Come on, come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, worship team, go ahead and lead us. Thank you, Lord. As we close in worship, just allow the Holy Spirit to search you. Surrender your heart to him in every way. He's so good. He's so good.
There's only one word to describe.
Yes.
Only one word comes to mind. There's only one word.
Only one word.
Describe.
define who He is.
It's only one word comes to mind. It's only one word to describe. It's only one word comes to mind. Only one word to describe.
There's no one like Him.
Lord God Almighty.
Can't put Him in a box. There's no one like You, Jesus. No one like You, Jesus.
Holy.
Holy. Holy.
Holy.
Let's just sing this song to the Lord together.
Lord God Almighty. Holy. we worship you alone, Lord. In the beauty of your holiness, we come, Lord. Come before your throne, Lord. We worship you alone.